April meeting. So in the room we have Councillor Cackle, Councillor Rogers, Councillor Courtney Thompson, Councillor Nichols, myself, Andrew and Teresa, and we have Councillor Leslie on the phone. Okay, so I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:03 PM. We begin today by acknowledging the Balajong Noongar people as traditional custodians of the land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Okay. We have leave of absence granted with Neil, and we have apologies from Rachel King, our Manager of Finance and Corporate Services. Response to previous public questions, saying no notice is nil. Public question time is nil. Public applications for leave of absence for May. Does anyone need any leave in May?
No.
When is it?
May. The date? Yes.
28th?
I'm not sure, Barry. We'll just double check.
Yep, the 28th.
28th of May.
Yeah, I think I'll be an apology.
Okay, then.
I'll be away.
Yep, thank you. Declaration of members interested agenda items. Does anyone have any declaration, any item?
No.
Well, I probably will in this one as
committee.
No, there's no specific declaration required in that.
Great. Okay, so we have no declaration of related party disclosure agenda items. Confirmation of minutes of our previous meeting. Ordinary Council meeting, 26th of March 2025. That the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on 26th of March 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Rogers. A seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor.
Barry wasn't there.
It might get a bit noisy in here when I start this up, but just let it hang up and I'll too cry away from my phone.
Okay. Did anyone have any questions regarding the minutes of that meeting? No? Is anyone opposed? No? That's carried. Councillor Nichols for that. Okay, announcements by presiding person without discussion is nil. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions is nil. Okay, 12.1, list of payments for March 2025. That Council pursuant to Regulation 13.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 receives the report from the Chief Executive Officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from the municipal funds for the period 1st of March 2025 to the 31st of March 2025, totaling $313,182.16, as contained in attachments 12.1. Can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. Okay, are there any questions regarding these financial details at all?
Did notice we paid Mr. Lukes and Stuart a lot of money. That was all along
we did.
With the budget?
No, I went over budget.
Yeah.
Did go over budget, didn't it?
Through the chair, there was several different things. So there's the two toilets at Yorkine.
Yes.
Those were both slightly over budgets.
Yep.
There's some other costings that I'm still working through that potentially were over budget as well. Some of the proposals have been put on hold with Mr. Stevens.
Is he going to do the rework down the oval, putting the tiles back up that have fallen down?
Has he not done that yet?
Through the chair, there's currently a dispute about that, so I have contacted Luke and asks as to when those will be fixed. He has previously said to me that it was because of failed glue. I have correspondence yesterday to say that it was because of malicious damage, and that he will not be undertaking any works to the wall because it wasn't his responsibility.
So is it an insurance claim then?
Potentially an insurance claim. Now, I don't agree with him. I suspect because of relationships that those have essentially soured our relationship. And I suspect no further work will be undertaken by the contractor with the Shire. Or if it is, it'll be under duress. So I think at this point it may be a better option to end ties, unfortunately. His work was, or
his
is work, good.
His work was pretty good.
Was it just that one wall that they fell off?
Yeah.
So surely you wouldn't ever climb. Surely can't you just put it back up again?
The glues, you'd have to pull the whole section off and kind of put it back. I don't know why tiles were used. Personally, I'd probably use kind of a aluminium or something that would be washed down pretty quickly. So I think there's probably an easier option around it that it can be fixed up pretty quickly.
I would have thought it'd be a lot cheaper than insurance.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't probably.
Yeah.
I'd need to go back and have a look at the cost that he charged us for it.
Yeah.
But
it just looks messy as it is.
Yeah,
and something that the contractor probably should fix, really.
It's got a statement.
Yeah, the contractor should have fixed it, but as I said, he's claimed that it's damaged, and it's just going to probably get.
And I guess if he's not doing any more work for us, then he's not going to be back.
Look, I've offered him more work. I asked him to go out and quote the CWA building and the
golf club.
And he's refused to provide.
Okay.
Quotations for those
ones. But he is finishing the ladies' toilets at your time.
Apparently that's finished, so I do need to go out.
Okay.
Apparently that was finished last week. So the final invoice has come through.
Yeah.
So I do need to go out and double check those before that's paid. But I believe all toilets. Well, when I say both toilets are finished, the contractors for the plumbing aren't coming through till the 6th of May. But the rest of the work should be complete.
Okay. Were there any other questions regarding these finances? No? Is anyone opposed?
No.
That's carried. Okay, 12.2, financial management report for the month of March 2025. That Council, pursuant to the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, adopt the monthly financial report as contained in Attachment 12.3 for the period ending 31st of March 2025, comprising Statement of Financial Activity, Note 1 to Note 12. Moves have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. Okay, are there any quick questions regarding these financial reports? Opposed? No, that's carried. 12.3 is the transfer and sale of 36 and 38 Walston Street, Tamman. This is the CWA property, Barry.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, that we're now talking about. Officer's recommendation that Council agrees to the transfer of the CWA property of 38 Walston Road, Lot 34 on plan 223141, certificate of title volume 1069. Okay, everyone has read this recommendation, haven't they?
Yeah.
I just remembered you told me I didn't have to read the whole lot.
Because it is quite lengthy.
It is quite lengthy, so it has been, everyone has read it. So can we have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Rogers. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. Okay, any questions regarding this purchase of the CWA buildings? Okay. Is anyone opposed? No, so that's carried. 12.4 is the budget amendment for the dam grant and expenditure.
That might have been.
move that Council pursuant to section 6.8 of the Local Government Act 1995 approve the below budget amendment. Create an expenditure budget for job number TD003 for $83,000. Create an income budget for job number 1113-0090, grant income, other sport and rec of $83,000. Can we have a mover, please? Councillor Nicholls, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Any questions regarding this recommendation? No. Anyone opposed? No, it's carried. Okay. So before I go into 13, do I do this and then go to 17 to this one? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So matters for consideration, administration is nil. Matters for consideration, building and health, nil. Matters for consideration, town planning, nil. Elected members' motions on which notice has been given is nil. So we now go...
This one?
Do I close the meeting? Yes. So I will... Won't close the meeting. I'll go to this recommendation. 17?
Yeah. No, don't have to go behind closed doors.
That's what we've done.
So the meeting be moved behind closed doors at 5:15 p.m. in accordance with section 5.232b and e of the Local Government Act 1995. Mover, please. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Okay. Any questions regarding going behind closed doors?
Get to do the recording,
no. Anyone?
Do we have to turn off the record?
No. Anyone opposed? No, that's carried. Okay. So, we're going to be behind closed doors.
Yeah.